The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yeah, David Trainer is here, and he is our wingman as we go searching for trouble. And nobody better to spot it out for us because, well, New Constructs, they do things a different way, their way. And their way involves digging in from the bottom up, working at the grassroots level and working to the top, whereas most people dig in from the top down. And when you start at the top, sometimes you're going to find out that, well, the numbers look great, but maybe when you dig in deeper, you find out that things aren't quite so good looking.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is. And that's what David Trainer and his crew go looking for. They dig in at the bottom and try to find out where the numbers are misleading. And if something is very misleading, well, it's dangerous. At least if it's misleading in the bad way. There are times when, hey, something's very attractive. Why? Because you look at the top, then you go, oh, man, that is ugly. And they go, no, it's actually much better. If you want to find out how it works, you want to get a look at their most attractive and most dangerous stocks lists. You want to see more about any of their danger zone picks because they blog about them. Go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Spotify.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Spotify, the music service. And you are hitting the IPOs hard these days because there's a lot of popular names coming to IPO, and the fact that they're popular is actually part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's usually it. You know, look, and we got to realize that the Wall Street machine makes its money, more money than anything else on IPOs. So whatever they can do to get IPOs out is something they're going to want to do. It lines those folks' pockets. You know, I think I mentioned to you the underwriting revenues for Snap about a year ago, close to $100 million, $25 million alone for Morgan Stanley, the lead underwriter. So there's enormous amount of incentive and conflict for these folks to push these IPOs out. Now, Spotify does not fall under that umbrella because it's a direct listing. It's not being underwritten. However, it's still looking to cash in on an environment that allows them to sell shares probably at a much higher price than what they should be able to sell if we were dealing with a market of truly rational investors.
What are the specific problems for Spotify?
I think the big thing is that they don't own any of what they sell. The owners of what they sell are effectively the big three music labels. Those folks, Universal Music, Sony Music, and Warner Music, look, they want to make as much money on the content they own as possible. So anytime they can see Spotify making too much money, they can just raise their prices, right? And they're effectively able to negotiate as a unified block, given the contractual terms of the relationships. So that's never a good situation to be in. And we don't really understand how that will change. But a lot of people like to believe that maybe Spotify will become the Netflix of music and get into owning the content. And Netflix has invested heavily in that, but it's going to be pretty difficult to push out the sort of oligopoly we have with the existing big three labels, not to mention a huge amount of capital it would cost to invest in effectively creating your own label and buying all the talent, winning all the talent that currently goes to the big three.
Because this is an IPO, I mean, and we know IPO stands for it's probably overpriced. But that doesn't stop us from seeing an IPO pop. When you look at an IPO and you see that it's dangerous right out of the box, obviously it gets more dangerous if it has an IPO pop. But is this a case where you shouldn't expect a pop at all? I mean, Wall Street works pretty hard to make it that you have an IPO and it comes out and it has a little run on its first day or first couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. And Spotify is going to be different because it's not going to be distributed and syndicated by the investment banks or the sell side. And so they can't really partner in many ways as they do with the buy side to sell, you know, a lot to institutions, have it locked up and leave a little bit available for public float where supply and demand sort of imbalances can create short-term spikes. Chuck, I'm not really into really trying to pretend that we've got a crystal ball that can determine short-term movements in stock prices. I don't believe that's possible unless you have that inside access to tick-by-tick information that some people do, but we don't.
No, but like I said, you know, every now and again we'll see an IPO fall flat. Sometimes it's you get a little pop, but it's not as good as you expect, and then things crater or what have you. Do you believe at this point that ultimately we're due for a crater, and what is it going to be, or what is a likely catalyst? I know catalysts are the tough part, but what could be the trigger that winds up making Spotify so disappointing out of the box?
I think people realizing that as the Netflix model is continuing to unravel, I think they'll see that the Spotify model is even weaker than that. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Spotify, by the way. I love Spotify. I use it. Most people, I pay for most of the people in my family, including some of my children, to have access to the premium version. The issue, though, is that there are really no barriers to entry. Maybe the recommendation engine on Spotify can be better than other firms, but you know, you've got Apple and Amazon who have got access to more music and more recommendation history. So it's going to be tough for them to build a moat around it. And the current stock price implies that they're going to do something like grow revenues at 15% compounded annually and drastically improve their margins. And at which point, you know, they'll have more revenue than the entire music industry did at the end of 2016.
And that's why, as much as you might think...
Well, that hit the spot.
Yeah, Spotify not hitting the spot. That's why David Trainer is telling you...
Run away!
Yeah, run away from this IPO when it happens, because it's in the danger zone. David, thanks as always.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information. Don't forget you can follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. The Market Call is next. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.